present. We know the Holy Spirit's the teacher, the great teacher of the body of Christ. So teach us today, Holy Spirit, from the living word of truth. Let us receive that manna from heaven. Let's just put it to use in our lives so that not only will we benefit, but the people around us will benefit for us having obeyed your word. We give you thanks for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Knowing the Holy Spirit. We're going to start a series on the Spirit of God. We're going to go through everything about the Holy Spirit. Amen? We got to get to know Him better in these end times as well as you know Him now. I just feel that the Holy Spirit wants to get to know us even better and being more intimate with Him, listening to Him, because He's got a lot of stuff He wants to lead us into. Amen? But we're going to have to listen acutely and obey wholeheartedly. Amen? And good things are going to happen. Like whatever good you've got now, it's going to get better. You know, you say, how you doing? I'm blessed, but I'm getting more blessed. Amen? Getting better every day. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. And let's look at the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's going to reveal Himself today through the Scriptures to us. Amen? And we're going to have even a greater fellowship with Him. Then God said, verse 26, let us make man in our image. You see there the plurality that God is talking about Himself. Our is not my image, is it? It's our image. Amen? In our likeness. And let them, this is the assignment of God to you and I today. Let them, you and me, rule. Right? Kings, rule over the fish of the sea, birds of the air, over the livestock and all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. What's God's assignment to us? Rulership over this earth. Amen? And how's He going to do it? By the unction and the anointing of the Spirit of God in us. Amen? God is a spirit. Remember Luke or John chapter 4, let's turn over there. God creates the earth, gives Adam his man, the assignment over it. Jesus died to reconcile us back to the Father and erase what Adam did so that we have now communication with Him. I mean, His mandate to us hasn't changed since the garden. Have rule over this earth. Amen? But how do we do it? Do we do it naturally? No, we got to find out who we are. Verse 23 of John chapter 4. Yet a time is coming and now has come. In other words, when Jesus was there on the earth, He's saying, I'm here and I'm the beginning of it. Amen? I'm originating this for you guys. Are you ready to live this way? That the true worshipers of the Father will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Praying in the Holy Spirit, that's a big key right there, amen? In your heavenly language. I mean, you can worship Him in the Spirit without praying in tongues, but the tongues just benefits and adds an extra increase to the anointing, amen? True worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Why? Because God is a, and who are we? We are created in His image and His likeness. You think this is me? You know, a frog man puts on a suit so he can live underwater, right? People that are from heaven put on an earth suit so they can live on the earth. When this Spirit leaves this body, which it will at some time, this thing's going to go to the ashes, right? Ashes to ashes. God says, I'm going to get a resurrected body, amen? But the real me is my spirit man in me, not this flesh. You see this thing, but this is not me. My me, the real me and the real you is in here, amen? You know what? That person never gets old either. That's a good thing, huh? How old was Jesus when He was crucified? 30-something? I think that's probably as old as we're going to look in heaven. Amen. Strong and healthy. Amen. Young, vibrant, filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, remember me back in the 30s, honey? Looked like that Viking. Red hair, fiery beard. That was me. But we are a spirit being. Amen. And what did Jesus come to do? He came to sacrifice himself to do away with the sin of the world. Amen. Why? So that his Holy Spirit, third part of the triune Godhead, my wife made mention of it earlier, can now live inside of us. Wow. That's what the better covenant's all about. The old covenant, the Spirit of God had no resting place inside the tabernacle of human flesh. But now, since what Jesus has done, this wineskin has been made new. Hallelujah. And it can be filled with the Spirit of the living God. And he can talk to me, spirit to spirit, inside of me. I don't have to go seek God somewhere out here anymore. Wherever I go, he's with me. That's the beauty of living by the Holy Spirit when you get an intimate knowledge and an understanding of the Holy Spirit in your life. You're going to walk with him as if you are one person. That was Jesus's, that's his example to us as Christians today. You know, everybody used to get mad at you because, oh, you think you're just like Jesus. Exactly. I'm emulating him. He's my big brother. God is my father. And I'm supposed to act and do the same things that he did. Well, religion will just get all over you because of that. You can't do that. Who do you think you are? I'm the person that Jesus called the righteousness of God in Christ. That's who I am. Oh, blasphemy, right? I can still see Anthony Quinn on the movie, Jesus of Nazareth. He was Caiaphas, the high priest, and Jesus is standing there. And he says, we're not crucifying you because you say this and that, but because you, a mere man, say you are the Son. I can hardly say it. The Son of God. And he rips his clothes and sackcloth. Because they're not supposed to even mention that name. But you know what God says you are? What does the New Testament call you? Saint. Son. Daughter. Family. Holy Spirit's inside of you. Amen. You know, and all the religious people are, they're mad at you because you think you're just like Jesus, exactly what the Bible says you are. Well, they can be mad if they want. I'm not trying to exalt myself as I am Jesus. No, I'm one of his kids. I'm one of his family. Amen. Hallelujah. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him and his grace and his mercy and his love and all that. So there's an intimate knowledge, right? And we're going to get to know him better. Look at Ezekiel chapter 36 in the prophecy of the old covenant to the new covenant, right? We got to know that this was predicted way back when, that God's going to put himself inside of us, right? Which he did. This is the thing about the word. You look at this, all these Old Testament prophecies, and every one of them have come to pass. Now, when Jesus says, I am coming again, do you think that that's not going to happen? How can we look at everything in the Bible up to today that's come true and come to pass, and you got people in Christianity thinking, oh, well, the second coming, nah. Rapture, forget about that. It's in the Bible. You might as well just hang on. It'll happen. It's going to happen. Amen. All these wars and rumors of wars and things are going to, the end of this world will come, but don't fear. If you're a Christian, you're in the right place. Amen. When this stops, we're out of here. Protected and gone. And you know how quick a twinkling of an eye is? Less than a second, we're gone. We're out. That's wonderful, isn't it? Ezekiel 36, look at verse 25. Predicting, the prophet talking about what's going to happen. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from your idols. What's that sound like? Sounds to me like the blood of Jesus, amen? Cleansing us from all our iniquity, everything that we've done, amen? Hallelujah. I will put a new heart in you. Oh, come on. I will give you a new spirit and remove the old heart of flesh. I will put in my, look at it, capital S, spirit in you, and I will move you to follow my laws and be careful to keep my laws. That's the job of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Spirit of truth is in us. So when we come up with all the lies around us, Tim, what's the Holy Spirit? That's why we get agitated. That's why we get frustrated. And this is where the battle lies. Don't be agitated. Yeah, I know that flesh wants to react, wants to get upset, wants to get all nervous and whatever, right? But if you know who you are in Christ, that's the place to rest and say, let's pray for this. Let's lift these people, even if they do know better, I'm going to pray for them anyway. They're obviously being held captive by some deception. They need help. And how, wrestling not against flesh and blood, what's our assignment? Bind it up, cast it out, take it in prayer, use the word. That's what we, is there any other alternative? You got to listen and have an intimacy with the Holy Spirit to know what to do in each case. There's no two cases that are the same, amen? We don't know the root causes of things, but the Holy Spirit does. He knows the zero, how to zero in on every little thing. And, you know, somebody might be doing something for years and years and years, and you think it's this, that, and the other, but way over here something happened that you knew nothing of. And God will say, you know why that person's that way? This spirit has been dogging them. And every time they get a little bit of freedom, they get wrapped back into that again. But you can take that in prayer to me, and you can see that person walk free. Amen. That's really what intercession is about right there. If you truly want to help somebody, amen. Instead of pouring gasoline on the fire, what do? As Christians, we kill our wounded, we criticize them, we complain. Exact opposite of what God wants us to do, right? He wants us to pray, as bad as it looks, amen? Whatever our criticism is, he says, don't, find something good and pray, amen? All right, that's my sidetrack for today. Back on the Holy Ghost, amen? Hebrews chapter 8. So you got this one who was prophesied about, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands a year before Jesus came. Now, you know, like we think, oh my God, 2,000 years, that's 2 days in heaven, right? Eternity, you know what, is a long time. And eternity never, ever stops. Hallelujah. So this is where we need to be. I mean, God, if he really needs you to do something quick, he, you know how intense he can get when something has to really be done quick? How many have known that God can move quickly when he has to in our time frame? Amen? But if the, you know, if it's something that you're praying about and you don't really, just stand and see the salvation of God. Amen? We're learning how to do that, right? We're getting stronger in that. I'm preaching to myself. I'm just sharing what God's telling me to do with my life. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's all strive to just go another step up on whatever part of the spiritual ladder you're at, right? Everybody's in a different spot, but we all, this is the beauty of the Holy Spirit. He knows where everybody is at. He knows how to invite this one, encourage that one, make this one do this and that and the other to get us all to the spot we need to be. Amen. Focusing on Jesus, because when we look at Him, we can walk on the water. Amen. That's the thing. Get rid of all our junk and just keep looking at Jesus. You won't have time to do anything else. Amen. He'll have you all kinds of good stuff you can be doing. Hebrews chapter 8, look at verse 10. Oh, hallelujah. The time is coming. This is verse 8. Time is coming, declares the Lord, when I make a new covenant. How many say new? We are in a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It'll not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers. Thank God for that. When I took them out of the land of Egypt because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, I turned them away and turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. Are you ready? I will put my laws in their minds, and I'll write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. That's putting Himself inside of you. Amen? That's the new covenant we're living in. God inside of me, the hope of glory. Amen. Everything is inside out. We're not, the world has got it backwards. 10-step program out here trying to get in here. God says, I'll give you all the answers and I put them in you. Now work it out. Work out the salvation of your heart, your soul, with fear and trembling. Your spirit man, total, complete restoration. Your soul, your thoughts have to be mind of Christ. Amen? So you're working that out by the anointing. And it's the Holy Spirit. No longer will a man teach his neighbor. Oh, do it this way, do it. You know what? If you got a problem, all you have to do is say, Lord, what's the answer to this? How many have done that and got the answer? Right? You ask 10 people, you get 10 different answers. My dad used to say, cut out the middleman and go right to the top. Right? If you want action, don't go to the clerk. Go to the mayor of the city, right? The clerk, he will put your paperwork under somewhere. I want to see the mayor. Amen. We get to fellowship and have an open door relationship with the God of the universe who knows everything. Let's go ahead and ask Him, what's the answer to my problem here, Lord? You know what He wants to tell you? How to fix it. Amen. No longer will you teach your neighbor, a man saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me. Do you think the people in the world don't know who Jesus Christ is? Of course they do. But what does the devil do, it says? He clouds the mind. It's the mind. He puts the veil over their eyes. Think of your own life before that word came through. Before somebody prayed for you, you didn't care about Jesus, right? You didn't think twice, oh, those Christians are all crazy. They're nuts, right? But when somebody prayed for you, all of a sudden, I know where that song came from. I seen the light. Something goes off. And it's not you. It's the Holy Spirit pushing aside the clouds and saying, here I am. I'm going to show you the truth. Now, you want me or not? And the devils are over here and over here, but they can't mess with that. Amen? Then you get to choose. And most people, when that happens to them, they choose God. There's some very hard-hearted people that will not, though. But pray for them, and hopefully God will move in their behalf. Corinthians chapter 12. So what's God's intention for us? He said, I've done everything I can for you. Guess what? We pray this way, so God, help me, God, help me, God, help me. You know what? The answer to Him is, I already have helped you. What does my word say about that? He's given us all the answers right here. Not only does he put his own spirit in us and writes his word in our spirit, he is such a loving God that he gives us backup. Everything that's in you is out here so you can get a twofold witness. You have it in here, find it in here, and you got a solid revelation, right? I know it's true. It's in my heart, and I found it in here. They agree. Amen? Now about spiritual gifts, brothers, or about the spirit realm, that's what it says there. That word gifts is an italicized, right? It means about spiritual things, about how the spirit realm operates. I don't want you to be ignorant of how the spirit realm operates. And that seems to be the hardest thing in the body of Christ. Because of the five physical sense realm, everybody wants to live over there. And your answers are not there. If you go there, the devil's going to destroy you. Amen? He knows how to work the natural realm and get you in that chasing the carrot on the stick and never being able to catch it. But when you get in the spirit, he's got no answer. You got authority over here. You got power that's above his over here. You can tell him to leave over here. You can bind him over here. You can cast him out. You can tell the lie, the truth, and make it leave. Amen? That's living by the Holy Spirit. When you know him, that spirit of truth becomes so intimate with you. Every step of your life, you see something, and you got this Holy Spirit system in you. It's like a filtration system. I don't see the lie. What's the truth of this, Lord? Lord, ever see this? Let me see it with your eyes, Lord. Amen? I can see it with natural eyes. I can see what's going on out there in the natural, but I want to see what's really happening. Amen? I want those sunglasses in that one movie, you know. What was it? They Live. Remember that with Roddy Piper, the wrestler? He was in this place. It was some takeover of the world. They had these demonic creatures, and they were taking over the population. And when he put these special sunglasses on, he could see, oh, you're the demon, you're the demon, you're the... When he looked at the billboard, it said, they had a big guy with a smile and had a suit on, and it says, the Bank of America, and you put it on, it says, greed will destroy you. Special glasses by the Holy Ghost, amen? So you can see evil activity. But that's what we have when we're sensitive to the Lord. No, it's not something weird. It's not Twilight Zone. It's what God's given us. Amen? A lot of people have gone overboard and done wrong with it, right? But when you're on even keel and you study the life of Jesus, every place he went, he had the victory. He knew what to tell people. He knew how to operate in the spirit. I can't go here. I got to go over here. Got to meet a little girl at the well today. Going to tell her a little bit about herself, get her saved, and she's going to get the whole town saved. We're going to go across the river today, and I'm going to meet the madman of Gadara and cast the devil out of him today. When he got done with the sermon and he needed to pick his apostles, he went up on the mountain to pray, right? Fellowship with the Holy Spirit and find out who to pick. Amen? You got a decision to make? What do you need to do? Sit down and talk to God about it, and he'll let you know. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It's simple, isn't it? We just got to exercise it. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 2. You yourselves are a letter written in the hearts, known and read by everybody. You are that letter from Christ, a result of the ministry, not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on a tablet of stone, but on the tablet of the human heart. Here's that word, such confidence. How many have got confidence in the Holy Spirit? If he tells you to do something, you don't even have to ask about it. Just do it. Amen? As is ours through Christ before God, not that we commend ourselves again to claim anything for ourselves. Why are you walking in divine health? Well, because the doctor is such a great surgeon. No. Jesus healed my body. That guy couldn't do nothing for me. Amen? Around and around and around. And what did the woman with the issue of blood find out? Spent all my money, yet grew. We got a better physician. But our confidence comes from God. He has made you and I, say this verse 6 is me. He's made me a competent minister. You are a minister, amen? Now there's a fivefold ministry, but every person in the body of Christ is a minister. You're supposed to be like Jesus on the earth, wherever you're at, amen? Made you a minister of the new. What do we talk about in Hebrews? Wrote his word on your heart, right? He tattooed that thing in you so it ain't going nowhere. You got it right there. Not of the letter. Not of the old covenant. Old covenant, forget about it. Stone, that's the ministry of death. Do not do, do not do, do not do, do not do. So what do you do not do? Well, I'm going to go out because it says do not. I want to do it. Right? Holy Spirit says, living by the Spirit. Amen? Listening to the unction of the Holy Spirit every day, you won't have time to look at the stone. You won't have time to think about do not do this, do not do that, because you were already free of all that. Amen? Set free. Because the Spirit gives life, but the letter kills, right? The letter of the law kills. But because you are a competent minister of God, you are a fresh air. You are a blessing to the people around you. Every time you show up, people feel better. Amen? Because when you come, you're bringing life. You're bringing encouragement. You're bringing blessing. You're bringing joy. And people want to talk to you because of that. You ever go in a place and there's nobody in the store and then 10 minutes later it's all filled up? There's an anointing on you to bring blessings and prosperity. Where my wife and I will go someplace to eat, nobody there, and then by the time we leave, they can't get a, you know, there's a big line trying to get in. You know, we got to put two and two together. It's not because we're something. It's because the Holy Spirit's in us. Hallelujah. Every place you go is a blessed place. People of the world, where they go, what happened? We lived over in New London, right up by Alger Place. It's like a ghetto over there now. Oh, my God, it was beautiful when we lived there. Now it's all drug dealers and junk going on, and come on. Got to get some more light down there. Amen? Hallelujah. But that's what we have in us. We want to work and work with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Look at John chapter 3. Anybody getting anything? Hallelujah. Talking about this, the rabbi this morning blessed me with this. What's his name, Schneider? He was talking about the Holy Spirit, and he went right to John chapter 3. And he said, this is how the Holy Spirit works. You know, you're born again, and you have the Holy Spirit in you. He said here, Jesus, I said, tells you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of the flesh and of the Spirit. He says the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. You should not be surprised by the saying, you must be born again. Then he used this scripture. He says, the wind blows wherever it pleases, right? You hear its sound, but you can't tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Then he went into an explanation on how you see the wind, or you can't see the wind, but you can see the results of the wind. You walk into the grocery store or the restaurant, you know, and there's nobody there. But when you leave, the whole place is filled up. Results of the wind of God. When you, who are filled with the Spirit, all of a sudden you're going down the road, if you're really sensitive, God will say, wait a minute, pull over for a minute. Something's happening up there. How many have had that happen? Or you've cursed God because how come this traffic's so bad, right? But that's His mercy protecting you from something that's going to happen, right? But when you're sensitive, you'll know it's going to happen and you'll stop. There's that guy Greg McHugh. He worked at the World Trade Center or something, and the Lord told him the day that the bombs were going off in there, stay home today. The guy never missed work. Stay home? Why? Just stay home. Thank God he was obedient. He would have been dead. That thing went off close to one where his office was. But you see, God's out there, He's trying to protect us. We know we have question marks, why thus and so happened. Sometimes we're just not listening. Who was it, Keith Moore said he got on the plane, and it was a guy's airplane, and he said, did you check such and such out? And the guy says, oh, yeah, we checked all that out. Were you there that time up in Andrews when he was saying, well, we got on the plane, and we're getting ready to take off, and he said, did you check that? He said, no. He said, yes, they checked all that. We're ready to go. He's just about ready to go. He said, are you sure you checked that? He says, yeah, I'm sure. He says, I'm not leaving until you check it. They went down and checked it. The thing was still, whatever it was, if they would have gone, they would have been dead. He didn't release something that was supposed to have been released. That's the Holy Spirit. Wouldn't let him leave until he checked it out. How many of us have had that? You know, where you know you got to do something. And sometimes you fight with God, like me with the baptism, but then, you know, God really wants you to do it, so He'll encourage you and encourage you, and He'll get everybody else. And we finally obey, and then we go, oh, thank you, Lord, I'm so great that I obeyed. No, but we should be more sensitive and just hear the first time and do, right? And look at the blessing that will happen. You know, every so often we get it, but we need to get more sensitive to it, amen? And when we do, good things will happen. Look at 1 John chapter 2. And we'll close with this one today. Look at verse 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. I love the way, you know, it's capitalized. You know, it's from the Father through the Son to us. Amen? And all of you know the truth. How we do. The truth is in us. But are we responding and listening? Are we hearing? Verse 27. As for you, this anointing you received, this Spirit of God that you have received from Him remains in you. Remember He said in John, the Holy Spirit will never leave you or forsake you. How many people in Christianity have thought, oh, God's left me. God's gone. Oh, He's given up. No, He never, ever leaves or gives up on you. Ever. You can't find it in the Bible. The devil makes that lie up. He'll get the most devout Christian thinking because they did one little thing wrong, I've committed the unpardonable sin. And I'm no good anymore. Oh, man, you better rise up in the authority of God and put that devil to flight. Don't listen to the liar. God will always, He says, I will always forgive and always love you. And I'll never leave you. You guys are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. The devil can't touch us. Amen. Don't allow him to lie to you. The anointing you received from him remains in you. You don't need anybody to teach you. But as this anointing teaches you about all things, And as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in Him. I don't think you're going to have any questions about jumping out of the family today. Amen? We're going to stay with Him. Amen? God's not going to excommunicate you. You can't get no, you know, you say, I quit. And He says, no resignation. You can't quit. You're signed up. You're sealed. You're not going to be able to go. You're locked up in this prison of righteousness. Amen? You go out locked up in prosperity and righteousness and love and freedom and blessing. Who wants to leave? Stay in there. Amen? I'm not going to let you out. Lord, we thank You for Your great love. We thank You for the ministry of Your Spirit that's constantly teaching us. And we're learning how to be more intimate. We're going to go deeper into the intimacy next week, Lord, on how to learn and to hear and to sit quiet with You and to just allow You to teach us, lead us, and guide us into, I hear this word, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. I've saved the best for last, says the Lord. You haven't seen anything yet. Whatever you can read in My Word, whatever miracle you've seen and you were awed about, is not going to compare to what is ready for this generation. You are going to be the advocates. You are going to be the ones that are going out and creating these things to happen by My Spirit. You're going to be moving mountains. You're going to be raising the dead. Financial miracles like you won't even, they'll be commonplace. They'll be totally expected. Yes, total expectation is coming upon. The grace of expectation is coming upon every believer that truly loves Me and is ready to go forward in this end time revival. Get ready because you are in line for a huge endowment of spiritual power and much grace as you continue to listen to My Spirit. Take heed the word of My Spirit. Follow Me and be blessed throughout the rest of your earthly careers and right on into your heavenly everlasting careers. For this is the Spirit of God and the Spirit of truth to you, says the Lord. Lord, we thank You and praise You for prophecy and words of wisdom. And let this anointing be upon us all. And let us be in high expectations and levels of grace like never before. We give You thanks and praise for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you on the TV. Amen. Father, bless the food on the other side.